We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Ora Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Birchas HaShachar, Halacha Hei, Paragraph Ayin Vov. We're talking about the topic of Balak and Bilam, and the major threat that they presented to Klal Yisrael, and Rav Nosson Zal is explaining the whole topic of Bechira, free choice, especially based on that story. So we spoke a little about Avram Avinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, about the great Tzadikim, And now, about how through their tzidkus and through their tefillah, they have the ability to be mishana the teva, to make miracles happen. And now Rav Nosson Zal begins paragraph Ayin Vov, Avol Eze Lo Umaze Ose Lekim. However, we know that Hashem has also made it that the tumah, the sitrachra, has to be able to parallel the kedusha. V'nosan koyach gam b'hasitrachra shetuchal lehisakem kekoif b'fnei odom. And Hashem has also given power to the sitrachra to be able to mimic the kedusha, to make it seem as if the sitrachra can do whatever the kedusha can. Ad sheyesh koyach gam lahachartumim v'hamechashvim sheyasu kemaisa hatzadikim, to the point where we saw in Egypt that Paroi's magicians were able to replicate what Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen did, lifoil pa'ulois al yidei shemois hatuma, to be able to make things happen using names of Hashem, misusing names of Hashem and names of Shadim and Malochim, kimefoirash batoira, as is explained in the Torah, le'inyan hamoifsim hanoiroim she'osa Moshe Rabbeinu, regarding the great miracles that Moshe Rabbeinu performed. And the Torah says, vayasu gam hachartumim belohoteim kein, that the magicians in Egypt used their instruments, their capabilities, to do the same thing, to duplicate the miracles that Moshe Rabbeinu did. Aval bevadai amitas hakedusha yodo al ho'elyoina. However, Rav Nosson Zal says, even though there has to be free choice, even though the other side has to also be able to show power and miracles, still, most definitely, the truth of the holiness ends up winning out, ends up coming out on top. Ula olam govro yad Moshe alehim. And we see in the end, Moshe Rabbeinu always came out on top. K'moshe kosuv, as it says, for example, when Moshe Rabbeinu turned his stick into a snake, and they did the same thing, the Torah concludes there, Vayivla Matei Aharon es Matoisam, that the stick of Aaron HaKohen swallowed up all of their sticks. Ad shebekama oisois lo yochlu hachartumim lohitzi, to the point where we find that even when it came to some of the miracles, some of the plagues that Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen inflicted, the Egyptians tried to replicate it and they couldn't. Ad shehuchrechu lohoidois v'loimar, to the point where they were forced to admit and to say, Etz Belekimihi, this is the finger of Hashem and we can't copy this. Ve'im afal pikein hechzik leiv paroi. And even if we see that even after all the miracles that Moshe Rabbeinu showed, Paroi was still able to remain stubborn and strong in his commitment that he's not going to release the Jews. Aval besoif, still we find at the end, chuchruch lohoidois, even Paroi was forced to admit, veloimar, and to say, Hashem hatzadik, Hashem is right. Ulashalchem biatzmoi, and Paroi himself was forced to release the Jewish people. V'acharkach nischareit, and then even after he did that, he had regrets. V'rodach v'achrayem ach adayam, and he chased the Jewish people all the way to the sea. V'shom hero Hashem es yodoy hagdoylo, and that's where Hashem really showed Paroi his great hand. Uboka esayam lefnei bnei Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu split the Red Sea before the Jewish people. Uparoi sovar shegam hu yavrayam. Paroi thought that he would also be able to cross the sea. Verada vachrayim latoich hayam, and he chased the Jews into the sea. Vayoshev Hashem aleim esmei ayom. However, Hashem sent the waters after Paroi, and drowned all of his armies. Vehine mikol hamaisis hanoirois elu vikoelu. And from all of these awesome stories that we find in the Torah, umikol ma shemavur besifrei kodesh, and from everything that's explained in our holy books, mize onuroyin goydal koyach habechira. From all of this, we see the incredible power of free choice, shenosan Hashem yisborach lohodom boze ho'ilam hamaisa, which Hashem has given man in this physical world. The ikar habechira, and the whole basis for free choice is al yedei shehe'elim ritzoinoi kanal. It's based on the fact that Hashem has concealed and hidden his ritzoin, his will, what he really wants. It's not clear to mankind. Man doesn't really know, it's not obvious to man exactly what does the Creator want. Why did he create all of this? Ve'enoi megales soidoi kiim la'avodov hanavim, horoidfim umeyagim lahasig ritzoinov kanal. And Hashem only reveals his secret, meaning what his real purpose behind all of this is, only to his servants, his close servants, the prophets, the tzaddikim, who struggle, who do everything necessary to discover what Hashem's desire is. What does Hashem really want? Ve'elu hanaviim v'tzadikim amitiim megalin retzoinoi al yedei tfilosom hakdosha. And these prophets, these true tzaddikim, reveal and uncover what Hashem's intention is through their holy prayers. And it's also with their prayers that they perform all of these great miracles that the tzaddikim are zoche to do. Vohikar, and the main one, the greatest one of all, whom Moshe Rabbeinu, shehu rabon shel kol hanavim, who is the rabbi of all the prophets, she'oso oisois u'moifsim noiroim boilam, who performed miracles and wonders, awesome wonders in the world, asheloi nishmu v'loi niru b'chol oretz, which had never been seen before in the world. K'may shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Chumash Dvarim, chapter 4, hanihye kadovor hagodol hazeh, was there ever anything like this before? V'chol ma she'oso, and everything that Moshe Rabbeinu did, hakoil hoyo al yedei tefillah, was all done through tefillah, not through magic, not through Kabbalistic tricks even. It was all tefillah. K'may shekosuv, as the pasuk says, vayitzak el Hashem, he cried out to Hashem. V'chein be'elisha omrozal, and so too we find the Gemara in Megillah, page 27, tells us about Elisha Hanavi, who performed many miracles. The Gemara says, ve'elisha kol ma David betfila hu David. All the different miracles that Elisha Navi performed were all done through tefillah. Avolim kein, but if this is the case, that there are such great tzaddikim who with their tefillah can perform miracles, can be Mishana the Teva, and can reveal to the world what the real purpose of creation is and what it's all about, im kein kvar hoya mezbatel habechira. With all of this going on, the Bechira would sort of disappear. It would seem that these great tzaddikim could eliminate Bechira, could take away our free choice. V'hoyim izbatel kol ho'ilam shenivra rak b'shvil ha'bechira. And then the world would cease to exist, because the world was created on the basis of Bechira. V'alkein kol yemei kiyum ho'ilam behechrich sheyeh Bechira. And it's for this reason that so long as this world is in existence, there must be Bechira, there must be free choice. Al Kain, and therefore, Bedarkei Niflois of Yisborach, through Hashem's incredible ways, Nosan Koyach Gam LaHasidra Achra, Hashem has given abilities and power to the other side, to the Sidra Achra, the side of Tumah, Sheyilohem koyach lasois eze moifsim lefi shoh al yedei kshofim v'sheimois hatuma, that they should also be able to perform miracles sometimes, temporarily, using magic, using names of shedim and malochim, והגודל שבהם היה בלעם הרשע. And one of the greatest among them, if not the greatest, was the evil, wicked Bilam, שהיה לו כוח בפיו כנגד מוישה בקדושה, whose power, the power that he possessed in his mouth, was comparable to the power of Moshe Rabbeinu in holiness, that Moshe Rabbeinu possessed in holiness. Umishom nimshachim kol hakfirois rachmona litzlan. And it's as a result of the fact that sometimes the Sidrachra also possesses these incredible powers. This is the cause and the basis for people being able to deny Hashem and deny the greatness of tzaddikim. V'chol to'usam shel kol ha'koifrim ho'ivdi avodah zarah shebedoros harishonim nimshach mizeh. And all the mistakes of all those people in earlier generations who didn't believe in Hashem, the idol worshippers and everything, all was based on this. Ki bevadai loy hoyu tipshim gemurim kemoy shesoivrim hahamoin. Because most definitely, the Rishoim in earlier times, Paroi, Bilam, these people, were not idiots, were not fools like many Jews think, like many ordinary Jews who are not familiar with the Zohar HaKadosh and Sforim like that. They're under the impression that these guys were a bunch of idiots. They worshipped idols, they bowed down to sheep. You know, they were prehistoric cavemen. But Rav Nosson Zal says that's not true at all. They were not fools. Ubifrat Roshehem, especially their leaders, Kemay Bolok, Ubilam, V'chatumei Mitzrayim, V'chachmei B'nei Kedem, all of these people, the earlier wise men, were not fools. Rak kol to'usam hoya, however, what was their whole mistake? And listen carefully now, Rav Nosson Zal presents this. She'omru she'yecholin lahamshich ritzoinoi kemoi she'roitze kol echod. They were under the impression that Hashem hangs loose. Hashem allows himself to be drawn, to be pulled in whatever direction you want to go. You want to go right? He'll go with you. You want to go left? He'll go along with you. That Hashem places his ratzon in the hands of man to choose whichever way you want to go, and it's all perfect. It doesn't matter. No one way is better than the other. You want to go the direction of Torah and mitzvahs? That's fine. You want to go the direction of sin and impurity? That's just as fine. That's what these Rishonim thought. Kizeh mevur b'sforim, because this is actually explained in the books that speak about the past, shehoyu oimrim, that they used to say, shemei oitzem gidulosoi shel hanimtzo hamachuyov, that as a result of Hashem, the Creator, being so great and so far above the mundane and physical world, humeroimam umenuso legamri, Milahanig biatzmoy kol hanevroim. Hashem is way, the Creator is so far removed from being involved in the operation of this physical world. That's ridiculous. And therefore they felt that Hashem probably has underlings and messengers, the malochim, the shadim, things like that. Vaideze bo lidei ksilus daitom ve'iveles chochmosom. And this is what led to their foolishness and their mistaken ideologies and methodologies. Hamutas she'omru she'tzrichim la'avoides ho'emtzoi, whereby they came up with the idea that we have to worship the intermediaries, the sun, the moon, that Hashem has given them power and they are the authorities over us and we have to worship them. We're too far removed from the actual Creator. V'shebederech zeh yuchlu lahamshich ritzoinoi kemoi shehem roitzim. And they thought that by following this ideology, that based on their understanding, each person has the ability to draw the ratzon of Hashem any way you want. You can pull Hashem to the right, you can pull Hashem to the left. And whatever direction you want to go in, they lead you, they help you, they support you in that direction. Alkain, and therefore, Gedoil Ho Eitzo hisse oisam vehitam. Hashem, who is the master of all advice and all guidance, Hashem confused them and allowed them to be mistaken. Vinosan bohem koyach sheyuchlu lasois peulois beuvda ubemilula. And Hashem actually gave them power. He gave them the ability to perform miracles, to perform incredible things through action and through speech. Vehoyikar, the most they did was bimilula, with speech. Ki hadibur yeshloi koyach godol, because speech has incredible power. At shahya koyach lebilam sheholach bedarkei b'nei kedem, to the point where Bilam, who followed the methods of the earlier generations way before him, kemoisham razal, as the Gemara says, ukemoishakosuv, and as the pasuk says, min arom yancheni bolak meharare kedem, that Bolak brought me from harare kedem, from the earlier generations, in a sense, earlier, ukemavur bezoyer kodesh, as the Zoyer kodesh says, that Bilam drew on the knowledge of the generations before him, those who built the Tower of Bavel and things like that, all of these people who knew all kinds of secrets by which they were able to perform things that were lemala min hateva. Ad shehoyu lo koyach levorech ulekalel esoamim bepiv, to the point where Bilam possessed the power in his mouth to be able to bless or curse nations, the chen yiskayim, and his blessings and curses actually made things happen. Vaideze, and as a result of this, to'u, the nations made mistakes. Va'amru, and they said, she'ein lo yisborach rotzon klal chas v'shom, that Hashem has no defined direction. Hashem doesn't want you to do A or B. Hashem is there. You can pull him. Hashem is a nuclear reactor. You can use it for medicinal purposes, or you can use it to make weapons. He don't care. That choice he leaves to man. Hashem is these trillions of watts of energy, and you can draw it in any direction you want. This is what they believed mistakenly. And again, they saw proof. They saw Bilam has power, and Lahavdol Moshe Rabbeinu has power. So we see that no one can necessarily say that one way is better than the other. Rak kol echod yochoy lahamshich velasos peulos bepiv kiritzoinoi. But rather, each person has the ability to draw Hashem, to pull Hashem, and to perform actions using their power of speech, whatever way you want, either positive actions or negative. Vaideze loy rotzu lahoidois, and as a result of this ideology, they refuse to admit that Hashem has chosen the Jewish people, and Hashem wants us to be the ones who are running the world and respected by all nations, and Hashem wants those who respect him and fear him, that those are the ones who he really loves, and those are the ones who he's really with. Despite the fact that they saw Moshe Rabbeinu perform such awesome miracles, still they were not convinced, because they said, Moshe Rabbeinu did great miracles, so what? Bilam Harasha is also able to do great miracles. Bilam and Bolak. V'al kein amru, and therefore they said, shekol echod yochoy lahamshich harotzoin kirtzoin akonal, that each person has the ability, has the right to draw Hashem, to pull Hashem in any direction you want. Hashem is loose. He's hanging loose. He allows himself to be pulled in either direction, and it doesn't matter. V'zeh she'omru, and this is why they went ahead and said that the Jews have a person who's got power with his mouth. Af onu bo'im aleihem bo'odom she'koychei b'piv. So we'll also come against them with a person who has power with his mouth. K'moy Moshe she'koychei b'piv. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu has power with his mouth, No problem. We have our guy also who's got power. Let him fight it out. Let him battle it out. Avul be'emes, however, the truth is, kol ma'aseihem toihu. All of their actions are all darkness and emptiness. It's baloney. Ki kol hagoyim ke'ayin negdoi. Because all the nations are like zero to Hashem. Ve'ein shiur lehahevdel shebein moifsei Moshe v'atzadikim shachrov ubein maise bilom v'chartumim. And there's no amount, there's billions and trillions of differences between the miracles that Moshe Rabbeinu performed and the tzaddikim after him, Elyonovi, Elishanovi, versus the actions of Bilam and the magicians in Egypt. Ki ato moroim lo'olam Hashem. This is a pasuk in Tehillim, in Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. This is a very important pasuk, and the commentary on it that Rav Nosson Zal quotes afterwards, that Rav Nosson Zal mentions many times in Likutei Halachos, where the pasuk says that the Jews are, that the, in Tehillim there, it says that the Jews are going to encounter enemies and all kinds of problems and opposition, but it concludes by saying, however, don't worry. V'ato moroim lo'olam Hashem. You, Hashem, are on top of everything. You are exalted over everything. Ula'olam yodcho alhu elyona. And the Gemara says, Hashem's hand always comes out on top. With all of their games, and with all the times that it seems as if they're on top, for a couple of seconds, or a couple of minutes, or a couple of years, or a couple of hundred years. In the end, Hashem will show them very clearly who's on top. Ukamei shekosuv bedvarav zal, and as Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this, in chapter 234 in Likutei Maran, where Rabbeinu Zal says there, shekeneged kol maise shel hatzadikim, yesh kenegdoi maise es shel rishoim. That just like we have many stories of tzaddikim who performed all kinds of miracles and did all kinds of great, great things, so too there are books of the stories of the Rishonim and their powers, the wars that they won and all, you know, throughout history. Ki Pinchas Porach Ba'avir, because the Zohar HaKadosh tells us Pinchas was able to fly through the air. V'gam Bilam Porach Ba'avir, and Bilam was also flying. Avol Soif Kol Soif, Notzach Bilam is Pinchas is Bilam. But in the end, the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that Pinchas caught up with Bilam, v'hi piloy al acherev v'horgoy, and he caused them to fall on a sword, and he killed him. So we see that the good always comes out on top; the good always wins. Paragraph Ayin Ches, V'chol zeh machmas goydel habechira. And all of this action and all of this stuff, the main reason behind all of it is the great significance of bechira, free choice. That this is the basis for everything. I'm sorry. Paragraph Ayin Zayin. V'hine, Rav Nosson Zal explains now, however, Bayomim horishonim, in the earlier generations, Badoirois hakoidmin shel Moshe Rabbeinu v'hanaviyim shel achrov, in the generations of Moshe Rabbeinu and the prophets that followed him, hoyo hizgalos elokusoi me'oid al yedei hanavuah v'ruach hakoidesh v'amoifsim hanayroim shelahem. Hashem was much more visible in those days through prophecy, by the fact that there were actually prophets, people to whom Hashem spoke to directly, and Ruach HaKodesh, and the great miracles that the tzaddikim in those times were able to perform. Al-Kain, therefore, because on the side of holiness, there was tremendous power, Al-Kain, ezeh le'umazeh osu l'kim. Therefore, the other side also had to have great power. Shegam hakruchim achar taivas olam hazeh, also those people who followed materialistic desires, hayu yecholim lasos eizeh moifsim ktanim, were also able to perform minor miracles, Alidei Kishuf, using magic, Veshemoy Satuma, and using names of angels, Kedei Sheyihye Bechira, so that there should be this balance of power, so that there's a choice. People see this action, people see that action, and they're both doing action. It's both exciting and interesting. And now a person has to choose which side they want to be on. Aval achar churban bayis sheni. However, after the destruction of the second Beis Hamikdash, Vahanavua kvar poskam Yisrael, whereby there were no more prophets like the earlier prophets in Klal Yisrael, va'oisoisenu loiroinu, and we do not see miracles in as obvious a way as they saw thousands of years ago, va'enoid novi, and we don't have prophets like we had before. Alkein nosan Hashem Yisborach koyach la'anshei Knesset Hagdoila laharoig ulevatel es koyach hayetzahora shlavei dezora. This is why Hashem gave the Anshei Knesset Hagdoila, that assembly of 120 leading rabbis, Hashem gave them the power to do away with, to eliminate the taiva, the desire for avodah zarah. K'mo Yisham Razal, as the Gemara mentions in Yuma, page 69, Ve'oz nizbatel ruboi kekuloi shel kol yediyois hakishuf v'shedim v'shemoi satuma. And with that, with the disappearance of the Yetzihara for Avodah Zorah, there also disappeared the vast majority of knowledge of magic and shedim and using names of angels to perform miracles. That also disappeared almost completely. V'chein mi Yisrael, and so too on the side of the Jewish people, nismato mo'oid yediyas hashemoy sakdoshim. There also was decreased tremendously, the amount of people who know names of Hashem, va'asiyas moifsim nayroim, and the ability to perform great miracles, l'shadeid hateva be'izgalia, to change teva in an open way where everybody sees it, kemoi bedoyroi sorishoinim, as the Jewish people witnessed in earlier generations. We don't have that too much today in our generations. It's gone down tremendously. Rak liyechidei segula. It's only rare individuals, gedoyloi hadoyrois, mamish the top leaders of the generations, nemsiru soidois hakabola pe el pe, that they were passed down from generation to generation by word of mouth. It was not written down. This concept of Kabbalah Maisis, the knowledge of being able to actually perform miracles in an open way, uktsas nichtevu b'megilas storim, and only a little bit has been written down, but in coded form, to make sure that even most rabbis would not be able to study, would not be able to know what it says, and would not be able to use this knowledge. It's only rare examples of great tzaddikim who can decipher these Megillah Storim, who still have some of this knowledge, even in our generations. This is all Hashem maintaining this balance of power. The other side gets weaker, so lahavdil, our side also has to get weaker. Avul oz hischilo litzmoyach nega hamispachas shel chochmas yovan v'roimoyim. However, this knowledge that they had in earlier generations of being able to perform miracles and knowledge of magic and all of these things was replaced with something else. It was replaced with culture, with Greek culture and Roman culture. Shehu chochmas hateva, which is the knowledge of science, the sciences, shehichrivu es habeis hamikdash al yedei zeh, which ended up bringing about the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. Ube'emes, and in reality, gam kol chochmas hateva shalohem, hakol yorshu vekiblu mechachmei b'nei kedem. All the knowledge of the sciences and culture that the Greeks and the Romans and all those that followed them had, all was taken from earlier generations, from the Chachmei Bnei Kedem, Kimavur Bekama Sforim, as is explained in many Sforim, who knew, people who knew the history and who knew how this knowledge came into the world. It wasn't that they invented stuff, they came out with brand new things. This knowledge was known in earlier generations by the Egyptians. Even the Egyptians, who had this knowledge of magic and other things, they were also knowledgeable in the sciences and in knowing how to build these pyramids, things that we see that we can't imagine. How in the world did they know architecture and things like that to be able to come up with these things? Ki Bilam v'chachmei b'nei kedem yodu hakol. Because Bilam and the intellectuals of earlier generations, they knew all of this. They had this knowledge. Ki hoyu bekiyim b'shemoy satuma. They were knowledgeable in names of, using names of shadim and things like that, which opened all kinds of doors for them, which made all kinds of things available to them, all kinds of knowledge and secrets that other people don't know. V'hoyu yoydim kol soidois chachmei ateva. And they knew all the secrets and all the formulas and all the knowledge that the scientists, that the Chachmei HaTeva work with. V'achshov shekvar nishkach yediyas hakishuf ha-shedim, so that now, in our times, where the knowledge of magic and shedim and those things is no longer available, v'hisgabru Chachmei HaTeva, however, scientists and philosophers, those people have become stronger even, heim roitzim lichbor b'shedim uvekishuf lagamri. These guys want to go ahead and make believe that there never was any such thing as magic or shedim or those kind of things, even though their wisdom, science and those things, a lot of it was originally based from those wisdoms. At shal yidei zeh heim machtzifim peneim, to the point where this leads them to have chutzpah, the audacity, the koifrim b'chol soidoi sakabolah, and they deny and reject the secrets of Kabbalah, the writings of the Zohar HaKadosh and other Sforim, u'b'chol shemoi sakdoshim, and in all the knowledge that the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us about the different names of Hashem and how those names of Hashem can be used to override Teva. Mashikol ha-Torah v'ha-Gemara u'mechiltois u'medroshim kedoshim melei mizeh. Whereas we find our entire Torah, the Gemara, the Medrashim, the Mechiltas, are all full of this information, speaking about Shedim and Malachim and Kemeis, amulets, and about names of Hashem, and about the other side using other forces, etc. And we said that nowadays, unfortunately, many people who study sciences heavily, the sciences or philosophy or psychology, things like that, many of them end up denying the Torah Shebaal Peh, denying completely any of these kind of things which don't follow the laws of science. It doesn't follow their perceptions of how things have to be. And unfortunately, this has even infiltrated into the Jewish people and even into Jewish leadership. We mentioned this in one of the previous shiurim, that we have rabbis who wrote commentaries on the Torah, where in their commentaries they try to reinterpret things in the Gemara that speak about these things, that it doesn't really mean that, it's allegory. They want to show that the Gemara conforms 100% with science, that there's no contradiction at all, that whatever science it believes today, whatever scientists today call scientific fact, the Gemara must conform with that. And if it doesn't, we simply have to reformat the Gemara, either wipe it out or say it's not true, or we have to try to reformat it, to reinterpret the Gemara, to make sure that it does conform perfectly with what science today perceives to be as factual. Paragraph Ayin Ches, V'chol zeh machmas goydel ha-bechira. And the reason for all of this, Rav Nachman Zal described how things were in the past and how things are in the present, all of this is because of the great significance of bechira, free choice. The ikar kol koyach habechira royin beparsha zois shel Bilam. And Rav Nosson says one of the greatest examples of how significant this bechira is in this story, in the story of Bilam and Balak, beinyan hiluchay lekalel es Yisrael chas v'shalom, regarding Bilam's mission of wanting to go curse the Jewish people. Ve'eich hisnaig Hashem yisporach imoy, and how Hashem conducted himself with Bilam. Ki hoyo ritzoinoi chosok moed lekalelom, because Bilam wanted very, very much to curse the Jewish people. Va'omar lohem, and therefore when Balak sent messengers, Bilam said to them, Linu poi halayla, spend the night here, stay over here. Why? Why did he need them to stay over? He had already inquired by Hashem, and Hashem told him, don't do it. Ki afal pi shegila, shehakoil biyat Hashem yisborach, even though Bilam revealed that everything is in Hashem's hands, Bilam said to the messengers, listen guys, no matter what, I can't really do anything on my own. I'm in the hands of Hashem. Aval holach bedarkoi, however, he still followed his ideology, sheyuchal lahamshich ritzoinoi kiritzoinoi, whereby he and others in his time believed that Hashem hangs loose. Hashem doesn't push in any particular direction. Hashem can go any way you want him to. You want to be good? You want to do Torah and mitzvahs? You can pull Hashem with you. You want to commit sins and everything? You can also pull Hashem with you, because they saw that to be the truth. They saw that the guys that are doing mitzvahs and everything have Hashem with them. They're living and they're successful. And lahavdil, those who decide to choose a life of sin are also. Balak was rich and powerful and wealthy, despite the fact that he was living a life of sin. So they thought, they knew that there's a creator, and they knew that the creator is very powerful. However, their perception was that the creator is willing to go any way you want. He's loose, he's okay, he's cool. Aval Hashem Yisborach Chomal al Yisrael. However, Hashem had rachmonis. Hashem took pity on the Jewish people. Va'omar loy b'feirush, and Hashem spelled it out very clearly to Bilam when he said to him, loy seilech imohem, do not go with them. Do not go with Balak's messengers. V'afal pikein, loy shov mirishoy legamri. And despite that, Bilam was not willing to quit. He was not willing to desist from his evil plan totally. Va'omar, he said to them, sorry guys, I can't go with you. Ki me'ein Hashem lesiti lahaloich imochem, because Hashem refuses to allow me to go with you. The Gemara says that word imochem is extra. He didn't have to say that word. He could have said Hashem refuses to allow me to go. Hashem didn't say no with you. He added that word imochem with you. Upirish Rashi, Rashi HaKodesh explains over there, Sherimez lohem, that Bilam was hinting to them, Sheyishlach sorim rabim ugedoylemehem, that guys, I know you have a lot of energy, and I know you guys are serious, but you ain't serious enough yet. You came here with briefcases with thousands of dollars in them. Hey man, if you guys want this kind of job done, you got to come back with briefcases with millions of dollars. Come back, bring the big guys. You guys are minor league. If you want you want me to use my power to destroy the Jews, you better get serious. So he said that he hinted to them, Hashem refuses to let me go with you, but maybe if you show that you're more serious, that you're more committed. Kisovar, because Bilam thought, ulai yuchal lehizgaber barotzain chozo kol kach, maybe he'll be able to turn up the heat and turn up the power, the rotzain, show that they're more serious. You know how it is, a guy comes into a business deal and he comes, you know, and he brings this and that, and the guy who's going in front of is 100 times bigger. Hey, what are you clowning around? If you're serious, go home and get dressed and come show me you're serious. You're bringing me bank books that show you have a couple of hundred grand. That's nonsense. We need that to pay for the lawyers here. If you guys want to get into this deal, you better bring paperwork to show that you have tens of millions or hundreds of millions of dollars. Otherwise, you guys don't belong in this kind of arena, period. See, here also, Bilam thought maybe he'll be able to be mizgaber with such strong rotzoin at sheyamshich harotzoin ho'elyoin kiritzoin ochashom, to the point where he'll be able to draw Hashem with him, to pull Hashem in his direction, lekalel chas v'shalom es Yisrael, to allow him to curse the Jewish people, that Hashem should allow him to curse the Jewish people. Now, just a pause for a moment. If you remember the story with the brothers of Yosef HaTzadik, 10 brothers got together and decided to kill Yosef HaTzadik, the greatest tzaddik among them. And then they talked it over a little further, and they thought that was a little too messy. So they said, we don't have to do that. Let's just throw him in the can. Let's throw him in with snakes and scorpions. We don't have to. And they knew that their father was Yaakov Avinu. They knew that their father had Ruach HaKodesh, which means he had a direct line to Hashem. That he didn't need a fax machine, and he didn't need no blackberries or greenberries. He had a direct line to Hashem to find out exactly what's going on. So they knew that they had to do something to block them. So the Gemara and the Zohar Kodesh says that they took Hashem into the deal. They forced Hashem to sign also. They said, nobody's allowed to tell Yaakov Avinu what happened here, including you, Hashem. You can't either tell. This is the wording in the Gemara. Now here again, a person hears it. What are you, nuts? Are you crazy? You mean, there is such a thing? Yes, there is such a thing. The power of Ratzon is so powerful that tzaddikim, great tzaddikim, and lahavdil, great rishoyim, can sometimes be mamshich the Ratzon in whatever direction they want it to go. V'oz kishebo shenis, and then when Bullock sent the major league guys, the big players with the billions of dollars, v'ro Hashem yisborach oitzem ritzoinoi hatomei, and Hashem saw how powerful Bullock and Bilam's evil desire was, and how strongly Bilam wanted to go with them, that even though Bilam heard clearly from Hashem, go, stay home, Bilam wasn't ready to quit yet. Omar lo Hashem yisborach, Hashem said to him, you know what? Come, get up, leichem on Hashem, go with them. You want to go with them? Okay, go with them. The Ephes, however, es hadover, what I tell you to say, that's what you're going to say. You ain't going to write the speech. I'm going to write the speech, Hashem said. V'afal piken, and again, despite this, Vayelech Bilam. Bilam went. Again, he wasn't ready to let go. Omar, because he said, Shemo Afatenu, maybe I'll seduce Hashem. Maybe I will be Mefate Hashem. Maybe I'll convince Hashem V'yisratze, and he'll go along with the plan. He'll play ball. He'll come with us. U'kamay Shapirash Rashi Sham, as Rashi HaKodesh says there, this was Bilam's thought at the time. V'yaharkach kishoholach, and then afterwards when he's going already, Omad Asoinoi Gimel Pomim, his mule, his donkey, refused to walk. Stopped on three different occasions. V'lochatsoi, and then pressed him to the wall, crushed his foot. Al yidei hamalach sheyotza likrosoi lakvoi, because Hashem sent an angel with a big sword to convince the donkey to go back home, to stop Bilam. V'hu loishos liboy gam lazois, and Bilam still wouldn't stop. He wasn't convinced. He kept coming. V'holach ledarkoi haro, he kept going on that trip. Ad shegam acharkach, to the point where even after all of that, kisheposach Hashem es pi hosoin, when Hashem made this incredible miracle that the donkey was able to talk, v'diber imoy, the donkey spoke to Bilam, v'hoichichoy, and reprimanded him, V'achachach gila Hashem einov, and then finally Hashem opened up Bilam's eyes, v'ro'es hamalach nitzav l'krosoi, and he saw the big angel standing opposite him, v'charboi shlufoi biyodoi, with his sword in his hand, v'omoloi beferish, and he said to him clearly at the time, ki yora taderech lenegdi, the donkey said to him that, hey man, the road is closed, don't you get it? Despite this, Bilam kept coming. He wouldn't stop. He couldn't put his rotzayin aside. Va'omar, and he said to Hashem, Ve'imra beinecha, Hashem, if you really don't want me to do this, then ashuva, then I'll go back home. Kimatris lefnei amokim kemoisham razal. The Gemara says he was like playing with Hashem. He was taunting, teasing Hashem. That's what he was doing. That wasn't what he really meant. Vashem yisporach heishivoi kiritzoinoi. Hashem answered him. Hashem gave him, you want a certain answer? Okay, I'll give you the answer you're looking for. Leich imohem, go with them. Vahakoil machmasa bechira. This was all Hashem playing Bechira. Hashem was playing the game of free choice. Kemo Shom Razal, Beparsha Zois, as the Gemara says about this story, Bederech Sho'odom Roitzeleilech Moilichanoi Soi, that whatever path a person wants to go on, Hashem leads them on that path. Umi Sheroitzelose Slave, Beparsha Zois, Rab Nosanal says, any Jew who will study this story in the Chumash well, Yochoy Lohovin Hetev Ad Hechon Koyach HaBechira, will be able to understand really well, get a good understanding of how far this goes, how far this issue of Bechira goes, how far Hashem is willing to let the leash out, to let a person go in whatever direction they want. If the person thinks they know what's right, if they think they know what they want to do, then Hashem says, go ahead. Just like there's a pasuk, I remember my rabbi Reb Michal Zichron Avrocha used to quote, there's a pasuk in Mishlei where it says, Loi lachachomim lechem. Smart people don't have bread. They can't earn a living. They don't have money. So the Mefarshim asks, what do you mean? Just because he's smart, therefore he can't have parnasa? Hashem punishes me? The answer is no. Hashem says, if you're so smart, then go ahead, you handle it. I have other people to deal with who aren't so smart. A person who considers himself smart, like he thinks he's going to do it alone, he doesn't need Hashem's help. He doesn't pray every day, Hashem, guide me, Hashem, show me, I don't know anything, I don't know what to do. A person who considers himself a chacham, Hashem says, okay, go ahead, then let's see you do it with your chachma. And in most cases, it's rare that the person can succeed without Hashem's help. In this world, the kaleidoscope, things are moving so fast and that even the smartest people who study and analyze everything, they analyze the market and market trends and everything, even those people suddenly zip zap and the person says, I can't believe it. I looked, I did my research, how could it happen? The answer is, with all of that research, they forgot the most important piece of the formula. It's called Hashem. V'tzorich kolodom lehovin mizeh. And each person who studies this story of Bilam and Balak has to understand from this, ato gam ato, today, now, in our time, ki memshaltecho bechol dor vador, that Hashem is king and Hashem is ruling in every single generation. Because today also, Hashem is conducting the world with incredible deep wisdom and knowledge, in this same manner, allowing people the choice, letting the leash out, letting people go in whatever direction they want to go. Achmajina da, this one, people who want to destroy, people who aren't afraid to say openly in Poland, no, there was never a Holocaust. Person who's spitting in the face of humanity, mamish, he's insulting the whole world. and billions of and they'll cut off his banks. Big deal. He says, I'll open my own bank. I don't, who needs their money? We don't need no SWIFT. We don't need no slow. It's a big deal. And the different Rishon, this one, Assad, who's murdering his own guys, and the United Nations blows their nose, you know, sneezes once every couple of months saying, this isn't really such a nice thing to do. And he gives them a tissue to wipe their nose, and he keeps on butchering, he keeps moving with the tanks, with the every, no problem. Because Hashem's thoughts are very deep. Hashem knows exactly what he's doing and how he's doing, and Hashem is conducting the world with this bechira. There's always the free choice. Vehu bichlal, and this applies on a general level with the how Hashem runs the world and nations. Ubifrat, and this applies to each and every individual person on a given day at a given hour. Vezehu kol inyan hachayis rois umeitzach hanochosh. And this is the whole concept that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there in Likut Imran, in chapter 4, in the second half of Likut Imran, which is one of the chapters that this halacha was based on, about the wild animals and the source of the snake, Sheheim Chachmei Ateva, V'Shoyresh Chochmas Ateva, which is the philosophers, the scientists who deny Hashem, and their sources, their roots, where their roots are, and the Shoyresh Chochmas Ateva. Shemizgabrim achshav b'chol pam. These guys are still doing their thing today. They're working very hard to bury Hashem, to keep Hashem hidden from mankind, to replace Hashem. That who needs Hashem? We've got the internet, and we got we can operate the whole world. We're controlling everything. V'chol ha'holchem b'darcheihem. Nisse v'nishman libom, and all those that follow their path of ignoring Hashem, denying Hashem, their hearts end up going in the wrong direction. At shenid melehem b'chol pam al pi darcheihem shehu kedai tamara, to the point where it seems to them following their path, their methodologies and their ideologies, it seems to them like they're right. They're really right. Look how they're controlling everything. At shemahapchem hashkorim vaksovim hayiduim leemes. To the point where they take things that at one point people knew to be false and untrue, and they convert it, they make it true. Vayomrim, they say, shekidivreihem hu emes, that they're really right. V'kavanosom rak al hu emes, and they're only interested in truth and reality. They're interested in being real. Vayomrim shezehu derech ha-toyrak doisho lefarsha b'drochem aroim, and some of these people, here he's addressing the reform, those people within the Jewish nation who try to take the basis of Judaism, the Torah, and rewrite it, you know, to correspond with their beliefs, their definition of what reality is and how a person's supposed to live in the world. Masha hakol royim ayin b'ayin, where Rav Nosson says, where the truth is, any person can see with their eyes, eichem poirke oy legamri, that these people have shaken from themselves totally Hashem's authority. They don't believe in Hashem at all, and they don't respect Hashem. They don't accept any of Hashem's laws whatsoever. Not kashrus, not women, intermarriage, everything. V'chol kavanosam levatel ulahashkiach es ha-Torah legamri chashom. And their whole plan, their whole intent is for the Torah to be forgotten completely. V'chol hanimshach achreihem, and all of those people who follow their path, kosher lohashivoi. It's very, very hard to bring those people back sometimes because they've become so established. They're called the establishment. The Jewish establishment is guys who have nothing to do with Judaism. People who don't eat kosher, not Shabbos, not kashrus. They don't know anything about Jewish heritage, about our prophets, anything like that. Nothing. And this is Jewish leadership. Ki kol bo'eho lo yeshuvun. Because the pasuk says, all those who go in that direction, lo yeshuvun. It's very, very hard to come back from there. V'chol ze machmas goydel ha-bechira kanal. And all of this is because of the incredible importance that Hashem gives to free choice. That Hashem wants to make it available at all times, that a person, especially a Jew, has the ability to choose whatever way they want to go. The ha'ikar, and again, what's the foundation of free choice? Rav Nosson Zal clarifies this again. Ki ha'kol tolui baratzoin ha'odom. Because everything is up to what the person wants. Whatever you want. Ki ha'oretz nosan levnei odom. The pasuk says that heaven, up in heaven, Hashem is operating things. Down on earth, Hashem has given it over to man. Hainu meaning, Shashem Yisborach Mosar HaBechira LaAdam. Hashem has given man the choice. UKemoishi Yesh Koyach BaAdam Leilach Achar Tavoisav Chas V'Shalom. And just like a human being has the ability to follow their heart's desires, Oy LeHepach, or the opposite, L'Shaber V'Levroyach MeHataivois, or the opposite, to break and run away from all materialistic desires, Velosur meira velasistoiv, and to turn away from evil and to try to do only good. Kain yeshkoyach lizgaber beretzoinoi, so too man has the ability with his willpower, at shekaviyochol yachriach retzoinoi yisborach lemalois tavosoi uretzoinoi ora, to the point where a human being can just about force Hashem to comply, to give him, to grant him the desires that he wants, all the taivos and his wrong ritzonos. As we see incredible things going on all around us, to a person who looks at what's going on in the world. As Rabbeinu Zal writes in the second half of Likutei Moran, chapter 53, Shehamachshova yeshlo koyach godol, that a person's thoughts, what a person has in his brain and in his heart, has tremendous power. If a person wants something, they desire something tremendously, that can actually cause things to happen. The Omar and Rabbeinu Zal said sheyesh boze nistorois harbe, there are tremendous secrets regarding this, regarding the willpower of a person, that if a person wants something enough, the world can turn over to make that happen. And Rav Nosson Zal says now, Vafilu ma sheshomati vehevanti boze, even what I heard from Rabbeinu Zal and what I understood, Yef Shalavayr, I can't explain to you, I can't put it into writing, ma kol shkein ma sheloi gila. And for surely not what Rabbeinu Zal didn't even tell me. Rak beremez ma'at. He just hinted a little bit for us to understand what kind of power a human being has with his thoughts, with his desires, with his willpower. How a person can will certain things to happen. V'chein royin bechush. And we see this in real life. We see people sometimes who come to power, people who get into positions of power, where people look and say, how did this guy get into that? I can't believe it. The guy was a nothing, a nobody. How did he get there? And then they find out afterwards that this person had a drive and a persistence. They wouldn't quit. They decided they won something, and they just kept going at it again and again until they got it, until they got what they wanted, in whatever different direction. And now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'yesh levayer k'tzas. I'd like to explain a little bit of an example of how this applies. Lamoshel, for example, kishe'echod roitze lisa ledovar shebikdusha. Let's say a Jew makes a decision that he wants to travel for something of holiness. Kigoin l'Eretz Yisrael. For example, a Jew who has been living their life outside of Eretz Yisrael, thousands of miles away, and the person makes a decision that they want to come, they want to travel to Eretz Yisrael. Or a person makes a decision he wants to travel, letzadik amiti, to go meet with a great tzadik who is far, far away from where this person lives. Kedei shilmeduhu derech Hashem v'toirosoi, so that the tzadik will teach him the path of Hashem and the Torah, v'karveu l'avodas Yisborach, and so that the tzaddik will bring him close to Hashem, to serving Hashem properly. azai yeshloi menios rabois va'atsumois ma'oid kol echod kefi inyonoi. When a Jew makes such a decision, the person has many powerful obstacles that rise up in their path. Each and every person, they have their book to write of the obstacles and the tests and the difficulties. The Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal said that there are three things that are acquired through suffering, Yisurim, Eretz Yisrael, Torah, and Chaye Olam Haba. So again, the Gemara says that these three things, when a person is going to want to acquire it, it usually will not come easy. V'chol mashem izgaber yoyser l'shabram, and the more that the person puts in more and more effort to try to get over the obstacles, to overcome the obstacles, kemoikein mizgabrim u'mishtatchem kenegdoi la'akvoi l'manech Hashem, they come back even stronger. Oh, you want to fight? Okay, let's fight. Oh, you want to do this? I'll show you. They keep coming back. V'chein kol ma shehanechshak godol b'yoyser, Rabbein Azal writes in Likut Imran in chapter 66, that the more that the thing that you want is special, hamaniya mispashetes b'yoyser, the bigger the obstacles in blocking the person from getting that. Ad shenidme shekoshe ve'iev shel shabram, to the point where it seems to the person that it's impossible, it's difficult or impossible to overcome some of the obstacles. Ukamashekosev batoyra v'hino pishnayim, as Rabbein Azal speaks about this a lot in chapter 66 in Likut Imran. Ubefrat, especially, uvde gedoyla, if we're talking about a Jew doing something very big, kegoin linsoya l'Eretz Yisrael, for example, to travel to Eretz Yisrael, sheroya she'ein loy mois al hoitzois, the person sees that, number one, they don't have the money for the trip, v'sakona yisdrochem, and then there's the dangers of travel. During Rav Nosson Zal's time, the travel was by boat, by sea, and there were wars going on at sea, and a person was putting his life in jeopardy going into the sea while these wars were going on with the Turks and the French and everything, like when Rabbein Azal made his trip to Eretz Yisrael. Ubifrat be'es milchomos chashom, especially when there are wars going on. V'rabim nimnu machmazeh, and many people were kept away because of these reasons, because of these obstacles. They didn't have the money, they were afraid, all kinds of things. But a person who focuses on his ultimate goals, and the person strengthens himself with willpower, super, super willpower, and no matter what he hears, no matter what he sees, he's not willing to relent, he's not willing to give up, to quit. He keeps yearning with desire, tremendous desire, to get to Eretz Yisrael. And he puts his desires into his mouth. He talks about it to Hashem. He begs Hashem, Hashem, I really want this, I really need this, etc. Al yidei zeh Hashem yisborach oise niflois imoi. Through this, because his desire is so strong, and because he prays hard enough and long enough, Hashem makes incredible miracles with that person. And Hashem makes all kinds of incredible circumstances come into play. To the point where the person reaches his destination, he's zoche to arrive there with incredible hashgacha, where he sees things that are clearly not derech hateva, different circumstances, different things that happen that are like very abnormal and everything, how Hashem made it possible for this person to be able to achieve his goal. Ki afal pi shaloi nasaloi nes gomor beizgalia, kemoi le'elisha ule'eliyol Rebbe Pinchas ben Yor, because even though this person does not witness open miracles, like Hashem performed for Elyonovi or Elisha Novi or Pinchas Ben Yoir, Sheboku es Hamayim Bibigdeim, where they put their garment on the water and the water split. The river or the sea actually split apart and they walked through dry land in the middle of a major body of water. Afal Pikein, still, Mi Shemesim Liboy, Linifloys Hasibois, Shashimizborach Sive Vimoy, Bashkechosa Inifloa, Achebolashom, if a person will look carefully and study the circumstances, the things that went on to make it possible for him to come to Eretz Yisrael or for him to come to the Tzaddik, Huroye Nisim Venifloys, that person will be able to recognize and identify miracles, kimat shehem gedoylim mibikia sayambanes, which might be greater miracles than splitting the sea. Kines kizel loyhoya raklefisho, because how long did Hashem have to split the sea for? 15 minutes, an hour, a couple of hours that the Jews went through and the Egyptians drowned, and then it was over. Ve'elu ha-hashgochois, ha-sibois ha-neflois, hoyu kemat b'chol yoim u'b'chol shavua. Whereas the hashgocha proti, that a Jew gets to witness sometimes, when Hashem takes him and his family from one place to the other, Hashem brings him to Eretz Yisrael, or Hashem brings him to whatever goals he's trying to achieve in his life, those things are not just an hour or 2 hours. It's Hashem following him and guiding him for weeks or months sometimes. V'chein be'inyan parnosa sodom, and so too regarding one of the most important things in life when it comes to parnosa, a person being able to support himself and his family. Shehama'amin, a Jew who really, really believes in Hashem, roye niflois Hashem b'chol eis, gets to see the miracles of Hashem all the time. Eich parnososoi b'hashkocha niflo levad, how his parnosa is only through Hashem's direct supervision. Ki afal pisha oise eze eise kumalocha, because even though the person is working or he's involved in building up a certain business or trying to get a certain business deal, afal pike in roye shekama po'omim enoi matzliach klal basics there. The person sees that even though they're putting in all the effort, they're doing all the things they should be doing, and they're failing again, repeatedly, again and again. Ukishashem yizborach roitze, whereas when Hashem wants, mesavev bahashgochosoi parnasosoi bederech nifla, Hashem spins things around and Hashem works it out that this person should get his parnasa in incredible ways. Umasmin loy revach bederech nes hamalubash betoich hateva, and Hashem sends the person money, profits, through miraculous ways that are hidden in Teva. He doesn't see the world, he doesn't see the sun stopping or this, that. It seems to be all ordinary. He gets it in the mail. It's not an angel shows up and says, hi, I am your genie, or I, no genie at all. It's Mr. Robertson or Mr. Vitz. It's a regular. Because suddenly sometimes a person gets a windfall or a person makes a profit on something that they didn't even think they would. They'd never imagine it would be this way. Rabbi Nosal says, I can't elaborate more in explaining all of this. Because there isn't enough paper, you know, to... Aval hamamin v'chofetz bohemes, however, a person who believes and is looking for the truth, a person who really wants the truth, yovin kol zeh heitev, will understand all of this very well. We'll hold it over here right now, even though we're in the middle of a paragraph. It's a shem to be continued.